All right, 61 degrees at St. Anne Church in Gresham.
It's 60 degrees at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Vancouver.
And it's 79 degrees at the Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Notre Dame, Indiana.
Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And our man at the University in South Bend, Indiana, University of Notre Dame. We are always pleased to welcome to the show, Mr. Ken Hellenius. Happy July to you.
Happy July to you, David.
It sounds like we
are in the heart of summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like it's already heating up there, given by your temperature.
Here we are just after 10 a.m. in South Bend, and it's 79 already. We're supposed to have thunderstorms this afternoon.
Ooh.
We are right in the heart of it.
What's the humidity?
It's not soupy, but it's it's more than you might expect. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wasn't it swampy too? That was another term.
Yeah, swampy, soupy. You know, when you walk out. So like you get out of the shower and you towel off and you were like, why did I even bother? That's how it gets sometimes.
I know that is. Yes, for sure. So 4th of July coming up on Monday. So what if I say to you, Ken Hellenius, what's on the 4th of July menu? What comes to mind?
Well, of course, burgers, dogs, potato salad that you keep in a bowl of ice.
Yes.
So that it doesn't get real bad.
Yeah.
I love potato salad, deviled eggs.
Ooh.
Or as my wife's family calls them, dressed eggs.
Nice.
Because, you know, you don't want to call upon the devil when you're
right.
Eating something so delicious. Those sorts of things. Popsicles.
Ah, nice.
Popsicles. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Brent about this couple of days ago, I guess, and I was saying I don't eat hot dogs a lot, but there's something about the 4th of July. I got to have a hot dog. It's just part of the deal.
You know, you can class it up, Dave. I like to call them tube steaks.
Ah, see, there you go.
You know, it really makes them sound nice.
That. Well, I'll remember that when I go to the store and ask. So see what they say.
Right.
Well, it is going to be the 4th of July, and great news because next week you're going to join us here in studio next Friday.
I'm really excited. So this coming week, in Portland, the Catholic Media Association is hosting their annual conference. This is our first time back in person since 2019. And I am going to be out with my colleagues in all forms of Catholic media. This includes print journalism, so like, you know, diocesan newspapers,
right.
Magazines, and of course, radio and podcasting and those sorts of things. So I will be out, and the conference runs, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
And I get to stay and be with you in a week in person.
Yeah.
It's really exciting for me.
That's going to be awesome. We look forward to having you in studio that day. We'll have a lot of fun, and I know it's going to be very enjoyable for our listeners. Well, today we wanted to talk about a special saint. It is the feast day of Junipero Serra. Now, that Serra name in our faith community, it's a pretty popular name. Let's talk a little bit about the saint.
Yeah, so Father Serra is considered the father of the California missions. He's actually, in many ways, considered the father of California.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Franciscan friar in the 18th century. So he was born in 1713, and he dies in 1784. And for the second half of his life, he was born in Spain, in Mallorca, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And after he was about 35, he asked to be sent as a missionary to the New World. And so he was sent to Mexico, where he served for a number of years as a missionary there among the native Indian peoples in Mexico,
right.
In the highlands of Mexico. And then after the Jesuits were expelled from the New World by the Spanish viceroy, the Franciscans took over missions that the Jesuits had been establishing in what's called Baja California, that peninsula
right.
of Mexico that's kind of attached just below California,
mm-hmm.
the state. after serving for a couple of years there, he was sent by the viceroy to go north to Alta, California, which is modern day the state of California, to establish missions there among the peoples, and also really as a foothold for the Spanish government, so that they would have kind of a foothold as at the same time the Russian peoples were coming down the coast. Mm-hmm. And so so Father Serra established his first mission in California. He arrived on July 1st, 1769 in San Diego Bay. And established, that was where the first mission in California was established, after Diego de Alcalá. It was named after St. Diego, who was himself a Franciscan missionary in the Canary Islands.
Right.
And so so this day, January or July 1st, represents the anniversary of the arrival of Father Serra and his companions in California, which is why we celebrate this particular day, even though he died later in the year. He died in August, August 28th.
Right.
Normally, you know, of course, as saints, we celebrate their death day. But in this particular occasion, California wanted to celebrate its own birthday, as it were. So that's why we in America celebrate July 1st as the feast. And eventually, Father Serra, while he was called Father Presidente of the missions, he under his leadership, nine of the mission churches were established from San Diego in the south to San Rafael and San Francisco mm-hmm. in the north, including such towns as Carmel by the Sea.
Oh yeah,
of course, the town of which the actor
Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood was mayor of Carmel by the Sea, and that was actually the headquarters of the mission work that Father Serra did. After San Diego, he went to Monterey Bay and established the mission of San Carlo Borromeo de Carmelo, which is actually where he's buried today. So,
you know, it's interesting too, because talking about the name Serra, I know there's Serra High Schools, but you were mentioning to me as well the Serra Club.
Yeah, so, you know, Father Serra was himself very influential in the faith, and he has since very early on been considered a patron of vocations. And so in the church, of course, yes, there are Serra clubs, which are devoted to praying for and supporting seminarians, mm-hmm. praying for vocations to priesthood and the religious life. Father Serra was himself a Franciscan friar, as well as, you know, priests who were serving dioceses. So, yeah, so Serra clubs, and there are some 20,000 members of the Serra Club in the United States alone who are involved in this important work of supporting and praying for vocations in the tradition of Father Serra. And
that's
so
great.
The other thing that I didn't mention to you before, though, is, you know, we think of the missions as being places of prayer and of conversion and of proclaiming the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They also celebrated the sacraments, of course, and we know in our Mass we need bread and wine. Father Serra is considered the father of California wine as well, because he planted grapes that were needed to make the wine for the sacraments, for the Eucharist particularly. And there is a particular grape called the Mission Grape that is native to California, that is kind of indigenous, as it were.
Nice.
And that is a direct result of the missionary work of Father Serra.
Ah, that is fantastic. He is Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio on Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And going to be joining us in studio next Friday, a week from today. Ken, great to talk with you. We will catch up next week. Look forward to seeing you.
Have a wonderful holiday weekend, everyone.
You as well. God bless.